Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining the call. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call, B. Moore and Mindy Liebman, and the Schutz for Fua Shalema for Shifra Bat Miriam, Anonymous, and the Schutz for Fua Shalema for all who are ill, and for all those who are well to stay well. And David and Vivian Lukin, Anonymous, and my wonderful parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, and the Schutz for Fua Shalema for all those in need. If you are interested in sponsoring future calls, please email me directly at naftalih@ou.org. That's naftalih@ou.org. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Fund Food Campaign. Donations for any amount to help this crucial cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Trump, Mor D'Astra of the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst in Long Island, New York, to share Divrei Chazak, words of inspiration. We had originally had scheduled for Rabbi Shmuel Silber to speak today, but unfortunately, due to a last-minute conflict, we will in Yiras Hashem, please God, reschedule. I am very grateful to Rabbi Trump, who was originally slotted to speak tomorrow, for graciously rearranging his schedule to join the call today. As we share every day, Rabbi Trump's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim. Kapitel Chas, 20, Chas Zayin, 27, and Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Trump will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but without pausing between psukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Trump to please briefly pause between each paragraph of Tehillim so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call, as well as an additional exciting learning opportunity. Zechavod, Rabbi Trump.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU for giving us the opportunity of channeling our tefillahs together. As we stand here on this Sunday and we come together to say Tehillim, to focus our energies, I just wanted to share one thought, a thought which has been haunting me the last week. And that is that right now I have the opportunity of learning Sefer Iyov, which strangely enough has happened during this turn of events. And during the first two prakim, the first two chapters of Iyov, something very strange occurs. And that is that there's a conversation had between God and the Satan, the prosecuting agent. The prosecuting agent claims this fellow Iyov, a man in all manners perfect, is not really perfect objectively, but simply because he had a good life. He had everything. He had a good family. He had good finances. He had good health. And therefore, God gives license to the Satan, to this prosecuting agent, to remove all of those exterior layers. And such is the case. The Satan removes first his property, his livestock, his real estate, his children, and ultimately his health. In order to test, in order to work out, is Eov really the real deal? Or is he only a fearer of God because of the extra accoutrements? And what happens is that he's sitting there wallowing in misery, in pain. He's sitting in a heap of ashes, scraping at the boils which cover him from head to toe. So much so that when his friends arrive, they barely even recognize him. And his three friends come, and they come from afar. These are friends, obviously, who are loyal, even when times are not good. And they arrive, and they start trying to comfort him. And the question which is asked, one of the many questions which can be asked, is if the Satan is a prosecuting agent, had license to do everything and anything to this man Eov, had the license to do anything except kill him, then why not kill his friends too? Why not remove everything from his life? If ultimately the Satan could take away his property, his assets, his health, his family, then why not even the friends? To which Rav Shimon Schwab of blessed memory answers in his commentary on Eov a very chilling and very strong idea. And that is that if the Satan were to have removed the friends of Eov, it would be akin to killing him. If he removed his basic support, his emotional support, that would have been like taking his soul away. What the power of friends are, the power of friends that we have. It reminds me of a beautiful idea which Rav Asher Weiss wrote once in a letter to a person who was terminally ill. And he wrote, based on the pasuk in Mishle, in the 18th chapter, Perek Yurches, pasuk Yudalad, where it says, Ruach ish yechalkel machalehu. The spirit of a man will sustain him even in sickness. The ruach necheo mi yisaena. But who can support a broken spirit? What the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Mishle explains is that when a person goes through terrible, terrible travail, that they have this spirit about them. They have strength, they have fortitude, they have resilience. Even the most painful, in the most difficult of situations a person can weather. But if the person's spirit is a depressed spirit, a necheo, ruach necheo, then who can support, who can bear all that pain? And that's where friends come in. And I think that in today's surrounding, in today's context, never has it been more true. Never has it been more true that people need friends. We don't have the natural meeting points around the world. Shuls are not meeting. We don't have the natural places we can go to see each other, to check in on each other. Just even once a week, for those that go once a week to shul to see each other, or if one doesn't see one another, to call one another person on Motzei Shabbat to see are they all right. We don't have the focal, just even the basic greetings, the seeing each other on a day-to-day basis. Never before has it become more important, despite the isolation, to create connection. We are living at a time where the friends are so critical to the life and the survival of our friends. Whether it be the people who fall between the cracks, or the people you think wouldn't fall between the cracks, who just a call will help. In our shul, we've started a committee just called Shul Check-In. We divided up the list and everybody calls somebody else in the day just to make sure that nobody's falling between the cracks, that everybody's all right. And it's transformative. I received a call the other day. Somebody had me on their list. And I got a call. And I can't tell you, it changed my day. I was organizing this. I know about this. No, that call changed my day because somebody else cared. Somebody else reached out. It is despite all this isolation and perhaps because of it that we are going to forge greater connection. This is our moment to ensure, to make sure the spirit of all our friends can face all the weather, the times and weather we're about to see. Unfortunately, whether it be illness, God forbid, whether it be the financial straits that we're about to enter, God forbid, there are many, many, many concerns coming up. But together we can weather it if we care about each other. Together we can weather it if we're friends to one another. Shenizke, and we should have an opportunity, we should merit to be able to be there for each other. And that together we should be able to bear this and come out on the other end, shleimim, stronger than ever before. We're now going to turn to the Tehillim. As Rabbi Herman mentioned just a moment ago, we're going to be focusing on three paragraphs of Tehillim. The first chapter is Perek Chof, the 20th chapter in the book of Tehillim. I'm going to say it verse by verse, and I encourage everybody, as Rabbi Herman said, to say it along with me. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yetzagev choshem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisodeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'ilosecha yedash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvovecha, v'chol atoscha yemalei. Nerananó b'shuasecha, u'v'shein Eloheinu nidgol. Yemalei Adonai kol yish'aloi secha. Ato yodati ki yoshia Adonai mishichoi. Ya'aneu mishimei kodshoi. Bigvurois yesha yeminoi. Eile vorechev ve'eile vasusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimo kor'u v'nofolu. Va'anachnu kamnu Nisodod Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaanenu Biyom Koreinu. We now move over to chapter 27, to Mizmor Chof Zion in the book of Tehillim. Le David, Adonai Oiri V'Yishi, Mimi Ira, Adonai Mo'oz Chayai, Mimi Efchod. Yikrov Olai Mereim Lecho Es Besari, Farai V'Oi V'Ali, Heimo Choshlu V'Nofolu. Im Tachane Olai Machane, Lo Yira Libi. Im Tachum Olai Nechoma, Bezois Ani Voiteach. Achas sho'alti me'eis Adonai, oiso avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai kol yamei chayai. Lachazois b'no'am Adonai, ulevaker b'heicholai. Ki yitzpeneni b'sukoi b'yom ro'o, yastireni b'seiser ohaloi, b'tzur yoremimeni. Ba'ato yorum roshi, al oyevai sevivosai. Ve'ez b'cho b'ohaloi, Zivchei Sru'a, Ashira Vazanaro Ladonai, Shma Adonai Kolyekra, Vachoneni Vahaneni, Lachor Marli B, Vakashufonoi, Es Ponecho Adonai Avakesh, Altaster Ponecho Mimeni, Altat Ba'as Avdecha, Ezrosi Hoyisa, Altitisheni, Ba'alta Azeni, Elohei Yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai yasveni. Horeni adonai darkecha, uncheni v'oirach nishor, leman shoreroi. Al titneni v'nefesh tzoroi, ki komu vi eide sheker v'iseach chomos. Lulei hemanti lirois betuv adonai v'eretz chayim. Kaveh al adonai, chazak, V'yameitz libecha, v'kazei el Adonai. We now turn to the last of the three prokin that we're going to be saying together today, and that is Kapitel Perek Kuf Lamed, the 130th chapter in the book of Tehillim. Shira ma'anois, mima ma'akim kerosicho Adonai. Adonai, shim'o b'koli. Tiena oznecha kashuvois, lekol tachanonoi. Im avonois tishmorya, Adonai miya amoid. Ki imecha hasulicha, leman tivorei. Ki visi Adonai, kirso nafshi, velidvoroi choicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishoimerim laboiker, shoimerim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, varbei imoi fedus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonesov. We now turn to the paragraph which we say at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah on a weekday, where we talk about how we think about all of our brothers and sisters among Israel. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim matzaro v'ashivyo. Ha'endim bein bayom uvein bayabosha. Hamokom yirachim aleihem v'yotiei mitzor liuvocha. U'me'aseilo le'oira u'mishibud ligula. Hashto ba'agolo uvizman koriv. V'nemar. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Trump. As we prepare for Pesach, it isn't just about us physically getting our homes ready, but it's also about spiritually preparing ourselves for the Chag, for the holiday. Whether you are planning to be home for Pesach or will now be due to canceled plans, we can all use some more words of Torah and Chizuk to help put us into the right frame of mind for Pesach. With that, I'm excited to share with you a fantastic program which debuted just earlier this morning. The OU's Department of Women's Initiatives, in collaboration with OU Israel and in partnership with the Office of the Chief Rabbi of the United Kingdom, has produced a fantastic virtual pre-Pesach speaker series given by world-renowned educators from three continents, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Israel. The first part of the series is now available as of earlier this morning and was given by Mrs. Slavi Young-Rice-Wolf on the topic of powerful Pesach insights, Emunah and Geula in our times. The Shiurim lectures are 30 minutes long and can be accessed at ou.org/women/video. That's ou.org/women/video. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on tomorrow's call at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of Divrei Chizuk for Rabbi Zev Goldberg of the Young Israel of Fort Lee in Fort Lee, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong and hopeful, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.